Brother Josh Tucker in prayer. As we've announced, he'll be here in a few weeks, starting on the 8th. Students as well. I heard from the one student, he told me he was able to get time off to come to church. And he told me Sunday that he slept in. And today he wasn't at school. We could try to blame the devil all we want to, but people listen to what they want to.
That's right.
So yeah, not surprised by any means. I know how Satan attacks, fights, isn't that what the Bible says? We're not ignorant of his devices. We know what he's going to do.
Sure.
Just trying to get people not to listen to Satan's devices and take what the Word said.
Amen.
That's the great struggle of the church trying to witness, isn't it? Get people just to believe the Word. That's all we need. And it'll take care of itself. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Well, there you go. Now, anytime someone come around and tell you that there's some other kind of veil that God hid behind, you can go ahead and say, well, no, there's what the scripture says.
That's right.
I
don't know how many times I said the veil is the flesh, and people kind of look at me cockeyed, like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, I read the Bible occasionally, and that's what it said. Don't need to add to it. Don't need to take away. Just believe what the Word says. Amen. Verse 21. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Matthew chapter 18. Let's start at verse 1. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. He said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I'd like to preach tonight the boldness of a child. The boldness of a child. Let's bow our heads together. Is there anyone has a need from the Lord? Let's lift that up to him now as we approach the Word, believing that the Word will fulfill our needs. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this time to be in your house, Lord. And we just dedicate our hearts to you afresh, anew, Lord, knowing that today is the day of salvation. Lord, we don't look at what happened yesterday, and we're not waiting on what might happen tomorrow. Lord, we want to redeem the time right now, tonight. We pray, Father, that you would take this word, what little word I've studied, it doesn't matter, Lord. If it's whatever you want to say, Lord, that's what we're interested in. Show us where we're wrong. Show us where we're right. Show us how to be better Christians, Lord, and just maybe leave this place more equipped for the hour than we were before we came here. Lord, if there's one person sick, I pray that the word would heal that person, Lord. And if there's one person lost, if there's one person without the Holy Ghost, may this service be the change, Father. Pray for the needs of the people that's on their hearts, Lord. As it wasn't anything spoken, but Lord, we know that you know the thoughts and intents of the heart. I pray that you would give each person their desire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we commit this service to you. May you receive all the glory and praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. A little thought came to me, and I think it's very, very foundational for us to be real Christians. As we just read there, that Jesus said, except you be converted and act like a little child, you will never see the kingdom of God in this world or the world to come. We must become like little children. So as we read there earlier, when Paul talked about having boldness to enter into the holies of holies, a lot of people think that he's talking about being arrogant almost with God. That God has done this great thing, so I will walk in with my own pride about what he's done, and I'm going to walk into the holies of holies. Let me get you in and back up a little bit. The Word of God does not contradict itself. If Jesus said over here that I must humble myself to act like a little child, and then Paul over here says I need to enter boldly into the heaven, into the holy place, this has to come together somehow. And most of the time when we think of a child, we think of its innocency, which is true. A child comes, we know we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about their desire is innocent. They're never trying to get at anybody. They're not trying to hurt them. They just go by what's in their heart, just the little instincts that they have. They want a cookie. Guess what? They want a cookie. There's no ands or buts about it. But you'll find that a child only operates by faith. It's when you become adult that you start operating by reasoning. And the reason that so many people, when they grow up, they become cold and starchy to the things of God is because they can remember when they tried to use faith and it failed them. When they were a little child and they went to daddy and said, "Hey daddy, can we do this?" And he said, "Yes, we can." And they turned around and lied to him and didn't let it happen. He tried to put faith in his father, but his father lied. And what does that do? It puts a strike against his heart. He remembers that.
Sure.
He goes down the road. You know, he's got his little buddy. He said, "I'll trade you this Snickers for your candy bar." And what happens? He takes the candy bar and he's got nothing. He tried to use faith. He tried to put confidence in what was told him.
Right.
But when it was applied, it failed him.
Yep.
And as he gets older and older, and we know what happens, the heart gets colder and colder, doesn't it? And it gets more against faith and it begins to use reasoning. Oh, wait, I've been here before. They're probably lying to me, so I shouldn't take their word, and I'm going to use my reasoning and figure out a way for me to get ahead.
Right. Amen.
And then we figure out, what's the real problem? It's not that the child had faith, it's what he put his faith in that was the problem. And there's the Church of the Living God. Here we are. People have faith. Everybody has some sort of faith. But where do you put your faith?
Amen.
And that's why people give up on faith so easily. They just rather use reasoning because then they have confidence in themselves. And if you're not a Christian, you trust yourself more than anyone else.
That's right.
But if you're a Christian, you know that the guy in the mirror is the last guy you want to trust. There's only one man you want to trust, and he was nailed to a cross. And 3 days later rose from the dead. And that's who you put your faith into.
Amen.
And what I love about Jesus Christ is he doesn't just spout off words. He can't back up. God will not lie.
Amen.
Remember when we preached this Sunday? When Moses came whining about trying to feed all the children of Israel, what did God say? He said, "You will see today whether my word comes to pass or not."
Amen.
And how many times has God put us to the test and told us to take the word on our lips and speak it, but instead we choose reasoning and wonder why we don't get results.
Amen.
"Well, Lord, you said you'd heal me, but I think you need to do it this way." He never asked you about that. That's reasoning. You've left the word. The word says you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
And if you can take that little kernel of faith that's in your heart and just say it's true. You say, "I don't feel it." It's true anyhow.
Amen.
And you hold on to it just like a little child would to his faithful daddy. A man that would say something to a child and lie to him is worse than dirt, in my opinion. There's nothing worse than that because they know the innocency of that child. And as we get this next generation coming, we realize that people ain't growing up no more, are they?
Nope.
So they just stay ignorant like that. They stay to where you can make bad deals and get away with it. Isn't that the world we live in today?
Sure.
Yeah. No wonder they're duping the whole place because nobody knows. I don't want to say this. If you trust your own mind, it'll fail you.
Right.
And as man has pushed God out of the way, now they trust themselves.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody smarter.
Right.
Amen.
The devil always does that, doesn't it? By the time it comes around, there's always somebody a little bit faster. Somebody's got a little bit more wit than you. And we all come out in the end on the bottom when it's the devil's equation.
Right.
But I'm not talking about that to
Amen.
A Christian now. I'm talking about a Christian coming as a child because he's not coming to an image. He's coming to a person.
Amen.
And you must recognize this is the boldness that I'm talking about, is you can walk in there because you know who's in there.
Amen.
He's not just some man. He's not somebody that's going to lie to me. What he told me is the truth because he's my father.
Amen.
And I am his child. And I have complete confidence in what he
Amen.
Said because I have been converted.
Amen.
And become as a little child. Papa says, "Come in." I don't go, "You know what? I watched that other high priest back there in the Old Testament. He died when he went in there."
Uh-huh.
Don't use any reasoning. The blood of Jesus Christ has paved the way.
Amen.
Father came out and built the way back in. And said, "Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Have boldness to enter in because that's my Papa."
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you won't enter in that way, you'll never go in there because Satan will reason with your mind. He will bring back one mistake that you've made.
Sure.
And that'll be enough to keep you out.
Right.
Because you'll know. If there's any Christian about you anyways, a sinner will walk in there and act like it's going to be all right. But guess what happens to them? They wind up dead. But a Christian knows better. He knows, I ain't going no presence of God with sin in my life. Weren't you that way? When people try to testify and you're living in sin, you just, well, just sneak around the back door somewhere. I'm going to go ahead and walk out of here. Because you knew better. I don't know how many times I've met people that said they resisted the Holy Ghost because they knew what would happen if they really got it. That shows you, something on the inside. There's something on the inside because a lot of people in this world now, I'm not talking Christian, I'm talking the whole world, they don't think the Holy Ghost is good for them. So there's something in you that knows, the only thing I need is God's Spirit.
Amen.
That's a sign of predestination, best that I know of. Because the life within you is yearning for the life it came from.
Amen.
We're not putting on Christianity. I'm not becoming a son of God that I can walk into the holies of holies. I am a son of God. I was born of Him. I have His name. And not only that, He signed my pardon. I've got it in my hand. It's signed with the blood of Christ. And I put my name on it too. Say, Lord, I will be identified with You. If you're ashamed of Him here, He'll be ashamed of you there. That just proves you ain't part of it. But if you're not ashamed, if you're willing to take the name of Jesus Christ, say, yes, I am a Christian.
Amen.
Saying, why are you saved? It's not because I'm good enough. Because Jesus Christ died for my sins.
Amen.
And He didn't just do that. He gave me a sign. He gave me a ticket.
Amen.
He gave me a token.
Amen.
It says I'm allowed back in.
Amen. Yeah.
And I said it the way I meant to. I'm allowed back.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Back in.
Amen.
I had to come out. Remember, we are not citizens of the United States.
Right.
You are not from Ohio.
Right. No
from
way.
Eternity.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
You're from heavenly places.
Yes, sir.
Christ Jesus. So we came down here just for a little stroll, just to learn a few little lessons. More time to go back home. How many is desirous to go back home?
Yes.
Let me show you the way back up. We will never revert back to reasoning. Hope you hear me tonight. You should always treat your experience with God like a little child. And God has been showing me this here recently more than ever before. I remember I was laying in bed the other night. And I know I'm probably the only one, but sometimes I fight with being saved or not. Is that all right? Is that all right? Oh, you're the preacher. How can you say that? I'm a human first. Alright? Is that alright? I got a flesh the same as everybody else. That's the same veil I got. And that's the hardest veil for me to see through. I can see God in you a lot faster than I can see it in me. Because I know. I hang out with me all the time. I know the things that me says. I know the things that me thinks. I know the things that me does.
Amen.
It's not always good. But I'm so glad I'm not trusting in my own merit. Because as I tried to do that, and I'm sure as you did too, because you fall so in love with Him, you don't want to disappoint Him.
That's right.
And when you do, it just, you want to, instead of just being convicted and coming back, we let the devil push us into condemnation to where we stay out of the presence of God. Well, that's the last thing you need to do. Even if you have sin in your life tonight, I don't know everybody's life, but I know He does. And you go, well, I don't know about this Holy Ghost. I'm going to stay back here a little bit. That's the last thing you need to do. That is Satan duping you because he's afraid that you might actually come into God's presence that He's not allowed in.
Amen. He's not. Amen.
Remember, even when the prophet said that woman came up that didn't have enough faith for herself, he said, but that devil can't hang out here. He said, but you need to believe because once you get back out there, he can come back because of your unbelief. Unbelief doesn't hinder God, it hinders people. God's plan is hitting right on every stroke of the beat. He has never missed a lick.
Amen.
People look at this and go, oh my, why is this bad that's happening? Why is Obama taking over and why are the churches doing this and doing that? It's exactly God's plan.
Amen.
Nothing's out of cater. Why do I believe it? I'm just a little child. My papa said it would be this way. I just believe it.
Amen.
That's it.
Yep.
Saying, Brother Andrew, aren't you scared with how bad it's going? Perfect love cast out all fear in my heart.
Amen.
And as I was telling you, I was laying there and those thoughts started coming. I began to realize, I need to treat God like a little child. God, I'm tired of thinking like this. Amen. Deliver me. You're my Father. I believe it. You said it. I believe it. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Lifts right off. Why? Satan only listens to God now.
Amen.
He don't listen to you, me, reason. He'll out-reason you any day of the week. You think you got it figured out? We do that. We do that with sinners sometimes. We think, oh, I know how they're going to argue. So I'm going to think it up just good. And you try to do that and you get in there and you think you got it. They got something else you just weren't ready for. How many times I've been in big youth camps and we think, oh, this is great, this is great. And what do? Try to teach you a bunch of psychology on how to witness to people.
Sure.
That was the most discouraging time for me as a young man watching a minister in this message for years and years and years. I admired him. And I still do. I still believe he's a man of God. I'm not trying to de-Christianize anybody. I'm saying that what he said, I don't put faith in that. I don't think we need to reason with the arguments people might bring against the message. I think I have the Holy Ghost, as Paul said.
Amen.
Last I checked, he's pretty smart.
Amen.
And when people bring arguments, and I've had this happen countless times, and I'm sure you have the same. You're sitting there in your mind going, I have no idea what to say. But what did the Father say? He said, in that time,
Amen.
I will give you what to say.
Amen.
And if you'll take that as a little child now, not as a big scholarly adult, well, God, that sounds pretty good, but I think I should say this instead. Well, you just missed it, didn't you?
Amen.
Wonder if that would have happened to old Noah when God was telling him, here's how you build the ark. Wonder if he'd have sat back and said, you know what? That sounds pretty good, God. I'll do that 99% like that. But instead of pitch, I'll use song. That ark wouldn't have floated. Complete obedience to the whole Word of God entitles you to the token.
Amen.
Which means that the life within you, when it hears the Word, if there's a resistance to the Word, you need to check your experience.
Amen.
I ain't talking about faults and messing up and things, but when the Word comes to correct you and you have that little bit of resistance, there's something wrong.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost wrote the Word.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost in you agrees with the Word.
Amen.
And the root of you is the Word.
Right. Amen.
So as these little mistakes start coming up, it can't handle that. It can't rest in that. Even those little unbelief thoughts I just had, I couldn't just go to sleep like that.
Right.
Son, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down my wrath. So I said, devil, you know what? You need to get out of here. I'm tired of fighting tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
And you take it like a little child. You just say, yes, Lord. You said I could cast out demons. Sometimes we take that too for granted. We want to cast out demons of epilepsy, but not of depression. That's not glorious enough for us. You know, David wasn't looking at how big Goliath was. He wasn't concerned with that. He was saying, why are we defeated?
Right.
Who cares who it is? He never knew anything about him. He hadn't even seen him yet. But it didn't matter because he saw the effects of the unbelief.
Yeah. Amen.
Woo, glory to God. And it doesn't matter if we're all healthy in our bodies right now. Is the devil tormenting your mind?
Amen. Come on.
Then you need delivered this service.
Amen.
You got domestic trouble at home. The devil's getting your house all worked up. That's just as bad as you all having cancer because the devil's setting up camp in the house.
Uh-huh.
It's not time to just let him sit there. It's the time to take the Word as a child. Say, God, you said I could cast out demons.
Yeah.
Satan, get out of my house.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, you watch him put his tail under his legs and run.
Yeah.
He's a coward. Don't give him credit. He doesn't deserve anything. My, that was all free. We must act like little children. When we come to the things of God, we come to the promise of God, we don't sit and reason with it any amount of time. And it'll never get that way. It's the same with the gifts of the Spirit. The reason they're so hard for people to get into, because they want to reason on how they're going to get there. Oh, once I start feeling shaky a little bit, that's when I'm supposed to speak in tongues. Oh, when I have, no, what did God say? Just give yourself. Don't even, remember, you shouldn't even take thought. It should just be, God, take it.
Amen.
Watch him say it. Because if you start adding things to the Word, God will strip you of that. He's done it to me before. I used to think this has to happen for me to speak in tongues. The next time it didn't happen that way. Next time it happened a little bit different way. Guess what? God is sovereign. He can do what he wants to. The nine spiritual gifts are here, church.
Sure, amen.
They are in every local assembly. And it's not, though, they're spiritual, they have gifts, I don't have nothing, I'm just the pew warmer. There's no such thing in the kingdom of God.
Doesn't exist, amen.
Everyone is on the front lines or you're not in the battle.
Amen.
We don't flank in the army of God. We don't need to. Two will chase, or was it one will chase 1,000, two 10,000. What kind of strategy do you need if you can take out 10,000 with two of you?
Uh-huh.
Don't need a lot, do we? Why? Because we need to learn to just take the Word and press forward.
Yeah.
What if Samson would have reasoned when he had the jawbone in his hand and saw 1,000 of those guys out there? He said, God, you know what? I think I need to retreat today, maybe fight tomorrow. Let's go find a sword, maybe. At least give me a decent weapon. He didn't worry about that. He knew the covenant he was under.
Amen.
I am a Nazarite. And he could go back and he had the evidence. Can you go back and have the evidence? Amen. I repass from death unto life. I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have the evidence of who I am.
Amen.
And you think that was a great victory? Do you know how many devils sit outside your house waiting for you to let down the door so they can get in? We think, oh, it's just a little half hour prayer before morning, you know, before we get to work. Don't matter if I miss that. You just let down the guards in.
Sure.
You just let the, just enough, because remember, the devil's a slickster, man. You give him one little inch, he'll figure out a way to get in.
Sure.
You think, oh, it looks pretty close, looks pretty good. I prayed 5 minutes, you know, that's all right. I know in my heart, God told me to stay there about a half hour, but I decided not to. You watch Satan creep in there, and before you know it, your whole day's a wreck. But again, that's not time to be running from the presence of God now. That's the time to say, Lord, I'm sorry. And just come back in, because we need to have boldness entering back into the holies of holies.
Amen.
It's not time to be afraid of the presence of God. It's a time to embrace it.
Yes.
No matter what mistakes you make, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, you are to never try to leave the presence of God. Yep. God will never push you out. Amen. You push yourself out.
Amen.
No sinner goes to hell because God desired it. They did.
Amen. Amen.
Every time they take a step closer to hell, God will bring the warning stronger. You've watched that with your loved ones, I'm sure as I have. They'll get some disease and it about kills them. They resist it, then they'll get another one. It'll be even worse than it was before, and then it'll happen again. And it'll happen again until they come in, because the seal is on them.
Amen.
They can't get away from it. That blood will not come off the door for the family. How many believes that for your family?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not because you deserve it. It's not because they deserve it. They have to come the same way you do, okay? I'm not saying they're just saved because you just say they are. They need to repent and get baptized the same as you did. But because you put the token on them, they have to do it.
Amen.
Because the life is in the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read a few here. Joseph meeting his brother in 56. How he prays our dear Lord for these little ones, you know. It just seems strange how we once all little like that. And there's something about a baby that's unselfish, so forgiving and so kind. Even our Lord likened unto them said, except you be converted, be as one of these little ones, so easy. I noticed my little Joseph, how he's just the age to be into everything. And the mother will just have to correct him, and he'll have to pull the lamp off. He'll pull the lamp off or whatever more just to hear it hit the floor. And then if the mother happens to spank him or something, he'll climb right up in her arms and put his arms around her like that.
Yeah.
We have to be forgiving to each other as these little children to enter into the kingdom.
Amen.
Dog's the same way too, is it? Man, I've never seen a creature that you could just beat. If you say, come here, Skippy. They come right back, don't they? People want to just bash on dogs. But I tell you what, you tell me a more loyal animal somewhere. You don't have to feed them for a week. You can let them sit outside. The second you let them in, guess where they're going? Right on your lap again. Why? Because they done forgot about it. All right. Let's get spiritual now. Is that all right? We're not going to just some dog owner now.
Right.
We're going to our Father. The one that predestinated you. The one that saw you before the foundation of the world. Just like the prodigal son, he saw what he did. He knew it was wrong. But he wasn't at home saying, I can't wait till I see him again. Had his 20 or his two double barrel shotgun out there ready to blast him when he got back. The whole time, I'm sure he was praying, Lord, send him home. Lord, send him home. And the first time he heard anything about it, what did he do? Kill the fatted calf. Get the robe. Get the ring. My son is coming home.
Amen.
And to think that God predestinated this, he knows when you're coming back. Imagine what he felt like when it got up to those last few seconds.
Uh-huh.
Finally, my son is coming back home. Mm-hmm. What did he do for you, those of you who received the Holy Ghost? He didn't come there ready to kill you. You thought he was, didn't you? When we got down and said, oh, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. What did he do? He lifted you back up. All of a sudden, the burdens rolled away.
Amen.
He came in and dwelt your heart. Not for one revival to the next, not from one service to the next.
but he came to stay.
Yes. Amen.
Just in case, maybe he thought he might want to leave, he just went ahead and sealed the place off.
Yes, yes.
With his own spirit, saying, Satan, you're out, I'm here to stay.
Amen.
I mean, he's glad that you know you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's something you have to know now. That's not something to guess around about. That's what we're talking about. Why are people so tossed about? Why is it so hard for them to realize they have the Holy Ghost? Because they think that at some point they're supposed to reason why they're saved. You understand what I'm saying, right? We get the Holy Ghost, but why do I really have it? And they're always, it's almost like a little donkey with a carrot out there. He's just trying to get it all the time. Too bad it's attached to his head. You're never going to get there. You need the master to come by and just cut it off your head and hand it to you. Isn't it so much better serving the Lord Jesus? Isn't his burden light and his yoke easy compared to that old devil? You try to find happiness and you just dig into this thing. You drink, dig into alcohol, pornography, whatever it was. Trying to find it, never was there. And then one second with Jesus, he just gave it to you.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
How many seen that scripture come to pass in your life?
Amen.
Say, well, I don't feel no joy. Say it anyways. I'm happy because Jesus saves me. And watch that give you strength.
Amen.
We're in a world that's oppressive. We're in a world that's trying to push everyone down into submission because Satan wants people under his feet. And that's what he's doing. He'll do it through depression. He'll do it through drugs. He'll do it through any means of sin he can because the devil doesn't play by any rules. Only what God makes him play by. Aren't you glad he can't do anything unless God says he's allowed? So when we see these trials come, we shouldn't be like, oh, man, devil, you're just so good at this. God, let him do that. He wants to see what you're going to do about it. God ain't concerned. He don't care about the devil's decisions. He's looking at you and I. What decisions will we make? The doctor says, yes, you have cancer. You're going to die. He's doing that to see what decision you will make about it. You believe that? That's what will happen. But if you take the word as a little child, but God, I don't feel no better. God, there's nothing, no cure for this. Yes, there is. Amen. He said, I am the one that heals all thy diseases.
Amen.
A little child. Now, I want to take another angle to that now. We talked about the faith of a child.
Can I turn it off?
Sorry. We talked about the faith of a child, but can I talk about the forgiveness that a child gives? Is that all right for a little while here? Let me read this. Let your light so shine before men, 61. Don't you love little children? If people doesn't love little children, there's something wrong. Jesus said, except you be converted and become like one of these little ones, you will not enter the kingdom. No one. A father had two little girls back there, and yet he wanted to bring them in. I said, bring them right ahead. See, except we be converted and be like these little children, you know what? You could hurt their little feelings, and Papa and Mama knows a lot of times they get in trouble. Give them a spanking. Why? 2 minutes, the little arms are around you and forget all about it. And that's the way we got to be. That old revengeful spirit, don't we? Somebody do you wrong, and it don't matter. It could be in the world, it could be on the job, it could be at home, it could be a Christian. And usually that's the hardest one to take, isn't it? Let me read it a little bit further here. No matter what goes on, we got to be forgiving and kind to one another and be like that, like little children, willing to forgive and forget. And like that, that's what we're supposed to be. And then when we do that, we're coming near to the kingdom of God. To read the scripture out of the Bible, but I'll just read it. Mark 11. How many is familiar with Mark 11? Where Brother Brandon was told that it's not what he said, not what Jesus said, but what you say to this now.
Amen.
Let me read this. Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Amen.
Can I read the next verse?
Yes.
Is that right? And when you stand praying, as he just said, forgive.
Amen.
If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
Amen.
How many believes that everything Jesus Christ said is truth?
Amen.
We want third pole power, don't we? We want to speak things into existence. But oh my, brother so-and-so crossed me last week and he's going in tribulation. I'm going to make sure everybody knows about it. You ain't going to have no third pole with that. This goes hand in hand. And I don't care what they do. I don't care how bad it is. None of us have had it worse than Jesus Christ.
That's right.
and even to the cross itself, when he knew serpent seed stood there, he said, Father, forgive them.
Amen.
And if the life that's with you, you say, bro, that's just too hard to do. Yes, it is. You can't do that. But let the Holy One, let the one that was there saying that, let him take control. Amen. And he can say it.
Amen.
He can look at somebody that wanted to kill him, somebody that was killing him, yes, and still say, I forgive you. The same that we're calling for his blood, he continued to love them to the end. And if that life continues on, if Jesus Christ truly be the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you have received the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you must have the same thing within you. Amen. That old backbiting, that old fighting back spirit needs to die and stay dead. It is not the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Even Christ himself, remember, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Even the vengeance that he would bring, remember, Jesus didn't bring it himself. He said, I will condemn you. He said, the Word will. I don't even have to do that. He said, the Father won't judge anybody. See, I've committed all to the Son.
That's right.
You understand what I'm trying to say? His character is so humble, a man can't get down that low. And neither can you and I if we don't yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. If we don't take what the Word said as a little child, we won't be able to do it either. But if you can just by pure faith, you say, Lord, I can't forgive people like that. I can't forgive them for what they said. If you'll just take that and take the devil's language and throw it back in his face for a little bit and kick him out in the name of Jesus Christ, and I forgive them. You say, well, my heart don't say. Say it again until you believe it.
Amen.
Because the life within you cannot stop. If it's truly the life of God, it must put out God's character.
Amen.
So as you begin to say the Word, don't think that you're a hypocrite. Satan's the hypocrite. Amen. He's the one telling you that you're lying. You say, no, I'm not. I lied when I said I wouldn't forgive that person. I lied when I held that in my heart for years. But I let go.
Amen.
I forgive them. Yes. And as Christians, you better believe heartache's coming, because God will test your faith.
Amen.
I've had it happen to the best of my friends. Turn and say things about me I never thought they ever would. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean I go around bashing them. They're still Christians. I still pray for them. I still love them. And I'm never going to stop, because I'm not the one loving them in the first place. It's the life within me.
Amen.
When Jesus looked at the cross, remember it said he loved them until the end. And that includes Laodicea. Aren't you glad he loved you to the end? Well, why don't you love somebody else to the end? Hallelujah. Let me read a few more to you. Matthew 19:14 says this, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Watch God come around and repeat something a few times. Maybe he's trying to get something across to you. First he says, if you're not converted, become a little child, you ain't getting in. Then he said, little children, try to come forward. Don't forbid them, let them come. And I can read the other time, remember what he said the other time? When the little children were coming and the disciples rebuked them, it said he was much displeased. That sounded a little too politically correct sometimes, I think. He was angry. And I'm the same way. I can't stand that. A little child wants to pray for him. Amen. God will honor that faith so fast that it'll happen like that.
Amen.
Why do you think if I need prayer for, I asked Dawson to pray for me? Because God will honor the faith of a child. I might reason a little bit. He ain't gonna. Daddy, you pray for? Okay. Jesus help Daddy. Amen. It's over.
Amen.
Sometimes people do that to ministers. They come forward. They're using their reason. He's going to say his big, long, awesome prayer. He's going to say just the right words, and I'll walk out of here healed.
Right.
Why would I say that? He said they'll lay their hands on the sick, they'll anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and God will raise him up. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Isn't that what the prophet said? He said he did the discernment. He showed people the supernatural, and it would just drain him to nothing. And you know, 5, 6, 15 people get healed. And he said, you know what? I found out I had more success in the prayer lines where he just said, receive your healing.
Amen.
He said, I do it a few times just to get people's faith up. And that's what we're trying to do tonight. It's not what we see. It's not what is your faith where it needs to be? Then you can have all things. How do I get up there? Like a little child. Papa said it. I believe it. I receive it.
Amen.
Remember when you were a little kid? And you asked Daddy for something? Anybody second guess? Well, Daddy said, we're going to do that. That's what we're doing. My dad told me a story one time. How old was Justin, you think? 7, maybe 10, most. Sitting in the truck with him. He's in the passenger side. Dad's in the
in the driver's seat. And he's turning, and the car's coming toward Justin, right? Is that what you told me? When he was pulling out, he says he pulled out right in front of his car, and it was close. Justin just sat there and looked right at it. Why? Daddy's in the driver's seat. We're always okay when Daddy drives. Now, the way our lives need to be. That car's coming barrel, and that sickness is coming right here. My daughter's so lost. She's so far in this and that and the other thing. Oh, my, it's over, it's over, it's over. Quit looking at that. Quit looking at that. Isn't that what Peter did when he finally got some childlike faith?
Amen.
Jesus stayed out there in the water. Everybody else scared of death. They're using reasoning. Peter said, you know what? He spoke other things into existence, and everything he said is coming to pass. How about I just ask him something? Lord, can I come out there? What did the Lord say? He didn't. It wasn't some big fancy prayer. It wasn't some big. He said, come.
Uh-huh.
I like to ask people, say, did Jesus walk on the water? I said, well, yeah, but so did Peter.
Yes.
Go read the Bible for a little bit. And Peter did. He stepped out there because he was just using faith. It wasn't, how am I going to do this? How's this going to happen? No, it was just God said it. I believe it.
Right.
Let's do it. Because remember, he rightly recognized, I know who that is. And remember, he proved it later on. He said, you're the Son of God. You're the Christ. And if Christ said something, it's going to happen. So he walked right out there. No problems at all. But the second he decided, wait a minute, reasoning came. Remember, he didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. What is our excuse? Why did I say that out here? I'm supposed to say that behind the pulpit. It's like, anyways. Second, he decided to look around and said, wait, there's a storm. And I began to think, we could die out here. And he was like, I'm standing on water. What happened to set? He began to sink. He said, Lord, save me.
Amen.
Yeah. I think our unbelief that he's just going to let us drown. Oh, you're done. You failed. What does the Bible say? It says, immediately the Lord caught his hand. He said, oh, ye of little faith. See, the trial didn't come because he wanted to destroy him. The trial came because he wanted to see if he really believed it or not. And he did it for that little space of time, but God was teaching him. And I'm glad Peter learned things. Because if it wasn't for Peter, I think most of us would have given up on trying to serve God. Because we need an example of how to mess up a few times. We need an example of denying the Lord right when he's going to the cross. We need an example of saying, Lord, you ain't going to die. And Jesus turned around saying, get thee behind me, Satan, right to his face. Uh-huh. We needed him to come around and decide to be a hypocrite over there in the book of Galatians, didn't we? And realize he was still saved. He was still sanctified. He had still received the baptism of the Holy Ghost because Peter wasn't trusting in Peter. Peter was trusting in what happened at Mount Calvary. And that's every Christian. Every Christian goes to Mount Calvary. He dies there to himself and he becomes a little child. What did Papa say? Oh, by his stripes I'm healed. Oh, I'll take that. Oh, by his blood I'm saved. Hey, I'm saved today. Oh, wait, he said, repent, get baptized, I'll receive the Holy Ghost. I did that. Amen. I've got it.
Amen.
And when Satan comes, his old little reasoning. Look, a child that's really a child, reasoning don't mean anything to him. You're just talking at the child. You ain't talking to him. He don't know what you're saying. They'll do that to you a lot of times. Everybody had a child talk at them. They ain't interested in you talking back. They got what they want to say, and they just want you to hear what they got to say. That's how we need to treat the old devil sometimes. Who cares what he's got to say back? You're just the word. You just say the word. He brings other things he wants to talk about. Don't talk to him. Who cares? He's not Papa anyway.
Right.
Little kids are shy strangers most times. They don't want nothing to do with that because it's not. They can't put their faith in that. Child of God. Look, if you don't, can't put your faith in it, if there's any warning sign whatsoever, run. Just run because God don't play games. God does 100%, not 99.9. So if there's any little inkling of doubt in your heart, you're not supposed to do that thing.
Amen.
And if we would live that way, we just hug that old mountain. You know, that dress gets a little too short, just forget it and just make it longer. That shirt gets a little too low cut, just forget it. Just make it all the way to the top. Amen. I don't care you got a world turtle next to you, get over it. It's fine. Do it. Better than sinning, isn't it?
That's right.
You brothers, you delivered alcohol, but you don't want to go down that aisle? Don't go down that aisle. Who cares? Hug the mountain.
Right.
Oh, I got to go prove a point. Oh, now you saved yourself again. And now you're going to fall flat on your face so Jesus Christ can tell you again that by grace are you saved. That you never could save yourself in the first place, but his blood came and you could be saved.
Amen.
And how do you even stay saved? Because he did it for time and eternity. Amen. He didn't have to come do it twice. He did it once for all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many's interested in the power of God in your life?
Amen. Sure.
And we just went through the first thing. I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got a hardened heart, the power of God will leave every part of your life.
Right.
Forgive. Don't reason with that. Look, if you have any ought against anybody, why hold on to it? Tell me one advantage to that. Tell me one good thing about that. There isn't one. Let it go. Give me another example here. The power of God is only unlocked through just childlike faith. You won't get it any other way. God never asked anybody to reason. One time in the Bible, you show it to me. When he said, oh, isn't it reasonable though that we do this? Is never did that. He just said what they needed to do and he waited for people to believe him. The Bible says this, 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness. Remember we talk about boldness going holy to holies. How are we going to have boldness in the day of judgment? Because as he is, so are we.
Amen.
In this world.
Amen.
Now you can sit and reason with that going, well, he just did all these wonderful things. He always lived for others and I'm selfish sometimes. Whoa, you are you in the blood? You are you past the veil yet of yourself? Not the veil of the flesh now. I'm talking about the life within you. Do you recognize that that's you? And as that life came from God, as he is, so are you now here in this world. These signs must follow them that believe. Because the life must put out itself. How can I make that happen, Brother Andrew? It seems so hard because you're trying to let it happen instead of just letting it. Do you need delivered of anything? Ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
God a lot of times will give us that little waiting period. Because he wants to prove. Not he knows whether you got faith or not. He wants to prove to you that you have more faith than you think you do. Did it to Abraham, didn't he? Abraham got reason away from the promise of God. He thought maybe it'd be Ishmael and all these things. But something on the inside, there was a faith greater than all those little mistakes he was making. That said, I'm going to have that child anyways. And God let it go year after year after year to prove to Abraham, you have way more faith than you think you do. Sometimes he let you sweat it out. And you thought, I can't hold on to this promise no more. You go through sickness for years and years. And I'm just never, and the devil will tell you, you're never going to get delivered. But you hold on to that promise, it will come to pass. Because God's faith doesn't fail.
Amen.
Where did faith come from? God had faith in even his own word. Remember, the worlds were framed. We'll get to that in chapter 11. The worlds were framed by the word of God. God spoke it and he believed himself. God is so just. I tell you what, he could have been a big bully about all this. But instead, he decided, you know what? I'm even going to operate in faith to show them how to do it.
Right.
We want a little healing here. We want a little salvation there. He had enough faith to speak an entire universe into existence, to save every single soul that would be saved, to have a place prepared for us when we get over there. And he asked us to have just a little bit of faith here and there. He'll take care of you tomorrow. And we want to go into reasoning again. How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to get this done? He never asked you to do any of that. He asked you to believe his word.
Yes.
Hope it's hitting home. I love the deep things of God. And I believe in the deep things of God. I believe we need, that's the truth of the word, okay? That I'm not trying to push away from that. But if you can't believe the word 100%, whether you understand it or not, you're not living to your potential as a Christian. Do you want to be an invincible army? Just do what the word says all the time.
Amen.
Don't reason with it. Don't flirt with anything that might sound a little bit different. Just stay with the word. Let me read a few more here. Faith without works is dead. If the spirit of an artist was in us, we would paint a picture like an artist. If the spirit of a gangster was in us, we'd have guns. If the spirit of Christ was in us, we'd quit our meanness, do like Christ. We'll act like him. And then if the spirit's in there, the spirit that Christ had, we'll have also. See what I mean? But you can't make yourself. You've got to believe. Even to the character of Christ being in me, brother? Exactly. The foundation to every Christian experience is faith.
Amen.
How can I get the patience of Christ? By faith, you speak it, and it will come to pass.
As we talked about earlier, how do I forgive people that I can't forgive? You speak it and hold on to the word by faith. It will come to pass.
Amen.
God will break every shackle in your life.
Sure.
Amen.
You've got to believe. That's where I think you're doing, friends. Listen to me. There's where the mistake's at. You try to work yourself up into it instead of doing that, just sitting there like little childlike faith and say, Father, here I come to you. You promised it to me. Give me faith to believe it right now.
Amen.
And when he drops that faith into you, say, I accept it, Father. Stand right up, and that's over.
Amen.
But brother, don't I got to do this? Don't I got to do that? Don't I need to stop this? Don't I need... Your reasoning. Die to those things. I want to read one more before we stand here. Look away to Jesus, 63. That man that just testified a while ago of him down there, that had epilepsy, that had it all them years and everything, and just one time in the meeting... And that's been around almost 20 years ago. He's never had a seizure since. There's one of 10,000. He's the healer, speaking of Jesus. He's the healer, amen. He heals. Now, don't be excited. Just with childlike faith, look away to Calvary. Close your eyes and forget you're in this tabernacle. Close your eyes and forget there's anybody around you. And look to Jesus and see. Look to Jesus now and live. Close your eyes to man. Close your eyes to things around you. And look through your faith to Jesus Christ. And know that he was wounded for your transgressions. By his stripes, you are healed. Let's stand. Bow our heads together. And we don't read these things. We don't preach these things. Let them sit on the shelf. Let's do that right now. You are not in this tabernacle. You're not here to put your faith in even me or in anything besides Mount Calvary. And besides Jesus Christ dying on the cross. With every eye closed and every head bowed. Would there be one here that says, Brother Andrew, I haven't put my faith into Christ like that. I've reasoned with things. I've tried to figure out why I'm saved. I tried to figure out how to do this, how to do that. And I've left faith somewhere. Lord, can you bring me back? Would that be you? Would you raise your hand to the Lord and say, Lord, bring me back to pure faith? And that goes for any promise of God. Look, church, we can have whatsoever we desire if we'll just let go of reasoning and say, Jesus, I accept it. Look, you're a Christian if you've received the Holy Ghost. Your heart's desire is not for the things of the world. Your heart's desire is not selfish. You're asking for something that will glorify God. Why wouldn't God give it to you? He's here now, and I know you know that, because he hears your cries. Let him come back and through your faith tell you, you have whatsoever you say. Speak the word. Don't be afraid. Remember, forget that you're around anyone else right now. You're not in this tabernacle. You are looking at Calvary in the face to the man that gave his life for you. The man that gave you a boldness to enter into his presence and to stay in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, Lord. Every time we're discouraged, Father, I thank you for coming and just encouraging us again. Every time we think we might not have what we think we have, Lord, you just have a way of coming by and proving that your word is the same today as it's always been, and that you won't lose a one. Thank you for your mercy and grace on us, Lord. Even when we slip up and we disbelieve and we listen to reasoning and we get away from the word, Lord, you never leave us. But just like Peter was about to sink, Lord, that hand reaches down and grabs us out of our unbelief. You show us what we need to learn and we press on with you. We thank you, Lord, that you're not a big brute like Satan is that just pushes us around and wants us to do whatever will benefit him. But Lord, you're always giving of yourself to us.
that we might benefit, Lord. And I pray you'd help us to be the same way. Lord, when we go on the streets, when we're at the job, when we're with sinners and we rub shoulders with the world, let us be like you, Lord, and realize that we are packing eternal life in our souls, Lord, and that if we don't say something about that to others, they'll never see that you live, Lord. Lord, you said we were your body, and we believe that tonight. We are your hands. We are your feet. We're your mouth, Lord. We're how you speak to the world. Help us to take more diligence than we ever had before. Help us not to reason with it, Lord, but just to believe that we are the sons and daughters of God because you said so. Father, give us a boldness like we've never had before to live in the Holy of Holies. Give us a boldness to realize that Satan's kingdom is under our feet and he has no rights to be in our house. He has no rights to be in our lives. He has no rights to take even on these sinners that are holding on to the things of the world. But you've given us power over the enemy. I pray that each person here would be equipped with that power. They wouldn't be afraid to use it. They wouldn't reason with it. But Lord, when they see sickness, they don't think that person's sick. They think they can be healed right now. When they see somebody lost, they don't think, oh, that person's just heading to hell. But they think salvation has come because the Holy Ghost is here in our hearts. Father, help each one. Lord, I know you're here to just fulfill all the desires of our hearts, Lord. Don't let any unbelief come into our minds. Even as Satan, I'm sure, likes to whisper little words, even as we pray, Father, I pray that the children of God would not listen to that, but they would realize that the word is still true today, that whatsoever they will ask in your name, you promise you would give it to them.
Yes.
May they receive that word tonight. Lord, we commit the word into your hands. May you be glorified in each person's life, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now the word's been preached. You don't have to do anything fancy, church. You need to believe what was said. You need to reverence God's word, realize that it's the truth no matter what happens, and watch it come to pass. As we sing, let us sing praise to God and let it water that faith that you have. Don't drop out of heavenly places now. Rise higher and higher until you have a perfect faith that Satan can never talk you out of. Hallelujah.
Go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way.
Every hand's raised. Let's surrender it all to God now.
Let go and let
sing it with all your heart. Just give it to Him now.
His wonder.
Oh, have your way, Lord. Yes, Father.
Let go and let God have His way.
Let Him take all your sorrow now.
Your sorrows will vanish. Your nights turn.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let go and let God have His way.
With all your heart again.
Let go. Wonderful way. sorrows will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way.
As Dad plays softly, can we just worship and thank Him? Just give Him praise for all that He's done. Oh, we love You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You for saving me and praying. Lord Jesus, for bringing me into Your presence, Lord. When I was a sinner, Lord, You had mercy on me. Thank You, Lord. Help me to extend that mercy to the world. Help me, Lord, to let You live, Lord, like never before. You might be glorified. Thank You for saving me and filling me with Your Spirit. You provide for all my needs, Lord. Oh, praise You. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Let's sing that together now with all our hearts.
Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul.
Thankful tonight for Him.
Oh, thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole.
One more time without any music, just all our hearts now.
Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul.
Just praise Him again, a hand clap of praise and thanksgiving. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, praise You, praise You, praise You. Praise You, praise You, praise You, praise You, praise You. Nothing like singing with a group of people that believe they're singing to Jesus Christ when they say that. It's not thank Him, Lord, it's thank You, Lord. By faith, He's real. He's right here. Aren't you happy to know that?
Yes.
The world's looking all over. Where is this God? Where is He? And you see Him every day.
Yeah.
He lives with you. here right now. Look, if he's not done, I ain't dismissing. I don't control these services. You know that. He does. Don't walk out of here defeated tonight. Don't think all that promise is way up there. No, it's right here. He's that promise. All the things we have need of are in Jesus Christ. And if you have him, you have that as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you just want to love on him and just hug him and just stay in his presence? Aren't you glad one day that's exactly what we'll do? We just won't leave no more. Every moment will be better than the moment before. We'll live in a place that's eternal. It doesn't start or stop. It just gets greater and greater and greater. Hallelujah, Lord. I'd like to sing this song real quick here. Can we sing this? I think it should be on that page, 227. How many's glad he wasn't looking at you when he brought you in?
Yeah.
Amen. He was looking at Mount Calvary.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that together.
He wasn't looking at me when he took me in. He wasn't looking at my heart. That was that I said. Blood, the flowing rich and free, that precious blood, that covered.
Oh, thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
He wasn't looking at me when he took me in. He wasn't looking at my heart. Black by sin. He was looking at the blood.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Going rich and free. That precious blood. Back up.
Oh, you believe it tonight? Give him praise and honor.
He wasn't looking at me.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
When he took me in. Wasn't looking at my heart that was black by sin. He was looking at the blood flowing rich and free. That precious blood. That
oh, just one more time. Everybody in the spirit now. Yes, Lord.
He wasn't looking at me. When he took me in, he wasn't looking at my heart that was black by sin. He was looking at the blood, the flowing wind and free, that precious blood that covers me.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Demons will have to be. For when we call on the name of Jesus, only who can stand before in the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory. It's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Let's just sing, is it? How many's happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Yes.
How many's got childlike faith?
Amen.
How many's going to listen to reasoning again? Yes. You actually listen to what I'm saying. I appreciate that. Let's sing.
Yes. Because he goes back Friday for that.
You know what? Let's just do that right now. Brother Jason's going to have to go in. So let's pray for him. Heavenly Father, pray for Brother Jason, Lord, as he goes into the dentist again. Pray, Lord, that you would be with him. You would touch him, Lord, that it would just go so smooth the doctors wouldn't know why. Commit it to you now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Ask abundantly that your joys might be half full.
Amen.
No need too small, no need too great. He wants to fulfill it all. Amen. How many's glad you're part of the family of God?
Yes. Amen.
Let's sing that song as I'll give a service over to Dad. God bless you, saints.
I'm so glad I'm a part of